Doug Wright. Doug Wright.
Interrupting everything to cover breaking news.
You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
Really was fun last week to talk with so many of the presidential candidates, and we will talk with more over the next little while here at KSL. When I first got Secretary Clinton on the line last Friday, I just thanked her so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for having me.
I've been so anxious to chat with you about this election that is underway, of course. And honestly, I look at the election of 2016. I've observed politics for a long time, and certainly you and your family, and with President Clinton, you have observed a lot of campaigns. I've never seen anything where on both sides of the aisle, the extremes of the party seem to have such sway and such clout. I was interested in your take on that. What has brought us to this point?
You know, Doug, I think it's really the level of frustration, disappointment, and even anger that a lot of Americans are feeling. The terrible effects of the Great Recession, where millions and millions of Americans lost their jobs, where millions of homes were lost. A lot of people haven't recovered from that, and it really shook their confidence in the future. And then I think our political system, our government being so gridlocked, looking like we can't make decisions, which is, you know, very discouraging to people. So I certainly have seen that. And unlike you, I've never seen anything quite like it or have really read about it to the extent we're seeing it in this election year.
I think so many of us are wondering what it ultimately is going to take. And I think many people within the Democratic Party aren't happy with some of the more extreme aspects. In the Republican Party, I think a lot of people are extremely nervous about the more extreme aspects. What is it going to take to bring people back, bring this country together, bring individuals within parties together? What would you do to do that, Secretary Clinton?
Well, I think that because this is such a consequential campaign, we have to look and ask ourselves, and I hope the voters in Utah will do this. You know, what do we need from our next president? Because somebody's going to walk into that Oval Office next January. I think there are three big tests that are awaiting whoever that person is. Can you make positive differences in people's lives? Can you give people, you know, not just the hope, but the reality that their hard work will be rewarded, that they can get ahead and stay ahead? Can you keep us safe here at home and maintain American leadership around the world? We are living in a very complex world. There's a lot of opportunity, but there are also a lot of threats. So what do we expect from the person in that Oval Office? And then finally, you know, can we bring our country together? All this divisiveness, this separating us between, you know, different groups, you know, to be great, we can't be small. We can't lose what made America great in the first place. And so I really believe that people will view this more as a job interview. And if you think hard about what the job entails, because it probably is the hardest job in the world, what is it we want to see in our next president? Try to put aside partisanship and ideology. We need a steady hand. We need the experience and the temperament to get things done. And I have said I will go anywhere, meet with anyone, work as hard as I can to try to find common ground to get us back in the problem-solving business in America.
Speaking of jobs, so many Americans are concerned about jobs. They're concerned about not only getting a job, but the job that they have, making sure that it will continue to pay them what is necessary for an American to have the American way of life. I heard you speak at a rally in Des Moines. Actually, yeah, it was in Des Moines. And I remember you addressing this issue and talking about, because your opponent on the Democratic side of the aisle is talking about some programs that many of us are wondering how in the world would they be paid for. How do we stimulate the economy? How do we bring some security to the American worker without breaking the bank?
Well, I would like to think back to the 1990s when my husband was president, and you know, at the end of those 8 years, 23 million new jobs had been created. incomes went up for everybody, not just folks at the top, but middle-class families, working families, even the poor. More people were lifted out of poverty than any time in recent history. And we ended up with a balanced budget and a surplus. Now, it won't surprise you to hear me say, Doug, that I think we were on the right track. We all rise together, but we do it in a fiscally responsible way. So I want to get back to making investments that will create good-paying jobs, will make our country, you know, more competitive, more prosperous. I think we should be investing more in infrastructure. These are jobs that really give people good incomes and a sense of purpose and dignity. They can, you know, point to that road, point to that bridge, point to that water system that they help to, you know, build or repair. And I want us to do more on advanced manufacturing so that we're competitive in making things in the world again. And I've seen some wonderful examples of how we can do that. And then let's fight climate change with clean, renewable energy jobs. These are all jobs that can't be exported. They will provide good living. They will give people purpose and dignity, which is, you know, really what so many people want out of their job. And I think we can do it in a fiscally responsible way that will actually grow the economy and make us more prosperous.
Again, in this very unique political climate that we have already discussed, it is impossible. I don't care if you're a libertarian, if you're a Democrat, if you're a Green Party, if you're a Republican. It is impossible to even really look realistically at this campaign without somehow, somewhere weighing in the Trump factor. With all of your experience, all of your family's experience in politics, how are we to read the factor of Donald Trump?
Well, I think that he really represents both reality television and the celebrity culture. You know, he's been on television with his show, You're Fired. He developed a persona and a brand that a lot of people related to in his television role. And he has been, you know, acting like a character now in a, you know, presidential campaign that has that same, you know, ability to say whatever he thinks with no consequences to our country or our standing in the world. So I do think that some people, it happens to be, a minority of the American public, but it's enough to put him ahead in the Republican contest, are attracted to someone who acts like he has all the answers, that he can, you know, solve problems merely by snapping his fingers. And if you look at politics, or frankly, if you've lived long enough, you know that only happens on TV. But there are so many people who are really almost desperate to have somebody tell them that it's all going to work out and we're all going to turn over authority to this person to make everything better. It's dangerous, it's demagogic, and unfortunately it has been fueled by bigotry and bullying, but I think there are people in our country right now who are looking for that kind of personality.
Secretary Clinton, I know that we're out of time. It was fun to have your daughter Chelsea here in Utah yesterday, or last Thursday. I had the opportunity to talk with Michelle Kwan, who was here on your behalf. When can we look forward to seeing you in the state, Secretary?
Well, I would love to be there. My daughter had the best time. She gave me a full report. She loved being in Salt Lake, and the people she met were just so welcoming. I'm going to be asking people to come out on caucus day, which is this Tuesday, to, you know, come out and caucus for me. I hope that we'll be able to earn a lot of caucus goers, and I do hope to be in Utah. I have vacationed in Utah. I've hiked in Utah. I have visited in Utah many times in the past. I've skied in Utah. So I always look forward to coming to the state.
Secretary Clinton, it was kind of you to join us here at KSL. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you. Take care.